would say the biggest changes that I've seen in the park, first of all, was the Dutch elm disease, because there were some beautiful, majestic elms here. Mm-hmm. Some of those trees that they cut down in this railway park here, when they were laid down, they were, what, 3 foot six, so they're really big trees, bigger than the oak trees in this park, I would say.
Mm.
And lovely. And it all up the side of the park, all down, there was a lot of elm trees there. And it changed the landscape a lot.
Okay.
The other thing, of course, is recent years, since these buzzards and kites have got so prolific, we'd never ever see a wild brood of pheasants in the park. Up to about 10 years ago, quite often when I was going around evenings, you'd see a brood of pheasants from, you know, hatched off early. But nay, as soon as, you know, these kites and buzzards, that's all right, you know, nice to see a few of them. I just do think there are too many. No, because the hedgerows are the motorways to wildlife, really,
yeah.
For travelling up and down in all the insects and birds and things, but. No, since these kites and buzzards have been there in the park, I have noticed the difference in wildlife. Like the clump of sweet chestnut just in the park here.
Yeah.
If you look in there, there's a lot of holes, and you'll notice the jackdaws going in and out. Well, one time there used to be a lot of small French owls, little owls. And when we come around at night, you'd see them sat on the post of the fence. And if the light touched them, they'd fly about three or four posts and settle again, and perhaps 50 yards settle again. I can't remember the last time, that I see a little owl in here, you know, because in the same as kestrels, at one time kestrels was the most common bird of prey, but since these kites and buzzards are bay, I think, you know, they're taking all the food that these kestrels, and it's harder for them.
Yeah,
it's just my theory on it, but. Like when you see these bigger stags, like yapping and cutting the silage, the sky is full of kites and buzzards coming down for all the little mice and voles. It's had their runs in that grass. Well, that used to be the food for the kestrels and the little owls.
Yeah.
But it's gone now. So